Well, people, Solomon here, and something amazing has happened. It's almost unheard of and absolutely very, very rare. A pheromone has said something that actually has a little bit of substance to it. Of course, it's not news, but anyway, this pheromone's in the paper, and I'll put a link to it down below. So here's the pheromone in question. Do you kind of notice anything about this pheromone at all? I know, that's right. Where's her tits? Well, apparently when she was much younger, she was a bit concerned about nothing was happening up top. But her auntie said, don't worry, they'll pop out. But this is the pheromone at 22 years of age, and they haven't popped out. I mean, me, myself, I'm not really a breast man myself. Something is a handful, that's fine. But this pheromone doesn't even seem to have a handful, does she? But the funny thing is, this pheromone will probably be a nicer pheromone to talk to, I guess. She sounds a bit more, well, grounded. But at least I can understand where she's coming from. And at least she's talking about something more important. Let's say you hear these pheromones say,
oh, I had my nails sort of glued on the other week, and one of them fell off when I was at a party. It was so embarrassing.
But having no breasts is a bit different, I think. And I can see this pheromone saving up money and getting some breast job done, I expect. A bit like Katie Price has done. Of course, she's gone a little bit over the top here. How ridiculous does that look, eh? And apparently she had a license taken away, but she was still driving. So they caught her again with no license and no insurance. But she won't go to jail. I mean, it's Katie Price. Why the hell is she wearing her slippers outside anyway? Anyway, guys, I thought we could do a bit of a whip round here, get some money together for this poor pheromone. Because you know how much emphasis they put on their physical appearance, don't you? I mean, pheromones put all their eggs in one basket. And this poor pheromone's missing some of her basket. I mean, nothing major, just something like a 32B or something like that. And I'm also thinking of inventing something special. I should think they had breast implants, but something with a little bit of difference. They could come with a sort of an air canister that kind of straps on your waist or something. Very small one. Bit like the BCD vest for diving, I think, where you could put air in and take air out. So, for instance, if you're working around the home or something, you take the air out, obviously. If you're going out, you put some air in. Sort of like kind of inflatable tits. Then she could be talking to a guy at a bar and say, well, what size breasts do you like? And whammo, there they are. Oh, I know what you're saying. What happens if they get a leak? Well, I'm way ahead of you on that one. I'm going to start a company like the AA, sort of just to fix girls' breasts if they get a leak. Sort of emergency type thing. It's going to cost them a lot of money, though. And I may even start doing run flat tits. Don't know yet. Anyway, guys, that was kind of like a news item with a slight difference, at least. But don't worry, if she does get implants, she'll turn into a right old, you know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, too much air there, Katie.